There's something really great about committing yourself to a really big, thick book, revisiting it over and over again as you make your way through a few thousand pages. But there's also something magical about a short book that you can read in one sitting, relishing the work from start to finish. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has a few current books that fit that bill. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. All three books we have today hit several top 100 lists for 2017, so if you made a New Year's resolution not to miss the great books of last year, these less than 200 pagers will give you a quick way to get started. Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong is an unusually gentle and funny story about caring for a parent with dementia. Newly dumped by her fiancé, 30-year-old Ruth moves home to help her mother deal with her father, Howard, an increasingly out-of-it college professor. In wry, spare vignettes, sort of like diary entries, Ruth documents a year in his decline and the sweet slapstick of her attempts to cushion it, to the point of setting up a whole fake college class so he can go on believing he still has a job. By including pages from a notebook her dad kept when Ruth was a child, the book captures a particularly poignant aspect of their role reversal. Today we went over a friend's house for dinner, reads an entry in her father's diary. We asked you to be polite, so you said, "No more, please, it's horrible, thank you." Now he's the one making social errors and funny malapropisms, and she's the one writing them down. She's also trying to deal with her feelings about her ex-fiancé and his new girlfriend. "You know what else is unfair about Joel," she says, "that I loosened the jar lid so somebody else could open him." Also in the funny sad category is A Horse Walks Into a Bar by David Grossman, winner of the Man Booker International Prize for a novel in translation. This book made its way from Hebrew to English with its manic colloquial energy intact and its wildly offensive jokes going strong. It's set in a bar in the little Israeli town of Netanya, where a retired judge has been mysteriously invited by a shock jock named Dovla G to come to his stand-up comedy show. The whole novel is comprised of that night's routine, a kind of memoir in jokes, as well as the audience's reactions and the judge's slow realization that, oh yes, he does know this guy. Emotionally intense, politically incorrect, and deeply sad, this book has hopefully made its way to Ben Stiller, who would be perfect as Dovla. In the not funny at all category, and not gentle either, is the debut memoir from the essayist Roxane Gay, Hunger, A Memoir of My Body. At her heaviest, Gay tells us, in her early 20s, she weighed 577 pounds, and she basically gained all that weight on purpose after a gang rape at age 12, led by her so-called boyfriend. "I ate and ate and ate in the hopes that if I made myself big, my body would be safe," she explains. In short, scathing chapters, she grapples with the legacy of trauma, the comfort of food, and social attitudes toward obesity. No one has ever given a better explanation of what is wrong with reality shows like The Biggest Loser, which she admits to watching compulsively, and she's also into cooking shows. "When you're overweight," she writes, "your body becomes a matter of public record in many respects, constantly and prominently on display. People are quick to offer statistics and information about the dangers of obesity, as if you are not only fat, but incredibly stupid, unaware, and delusional. You are your body, nothing more, and your body should damn well become less."
The books are Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong, A Horse Walks Into a Bar by David Grossman, and Hunger by Roxane Gay. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.